The town of the Blue Mountains is going to conduct a complete service delivery review of its operations. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on November 29, the Blue Mountains Council gave the thumbs up to a plan to fully examine all town operations. Council approved a plan from Sao Sean Everett that requested pre-approval of $300,000 in the 2023 budget to ensure the project can be completed and be ready for implementation by the end of 2023. The project will also include the development of a human resources master plan, which was identified in 2022 as a priority. "I do believe it is a strategic opportunity to be able to move this corporation forward," said Everett. The SAO said since the town of Thornbury and the township of Collingwood amalgamated in 2000 to form the Blue Mountains, the town has never conducted a full review of its operations. In the past, the town conducted smaller reviews of specific departments that resulted in changes and tweaks to the organization. Everett said with the landscape for municipalities changing in Ontario, now is the time for the town to review operations with an eye towards efficiency. "It allows us to build a structure that will be effective as Bill 23 moves forward," he said. Everett said the project will include hiring an outside consultant to assist with the work, and he said all town staff knew his report on the matter was coming to council. "All staff are fully aware of this report. This is not a surprise. This is not something to be afraid of. This is us moving forward and modernizing our structure," he said. In his report, Everett said the review would proceed based on the following questions. What services are currently being provided by the town of the Blue Mountains? What services have been historically provided by the town of the Blue Mountains? What services are currently being provided by the County of Grey? What services have been historically provided by the County of Grey? What services must, or, shall, be provided by municipalities? What services have been, or, often are, provided by municipalities? What services are offered by others, but could be provided by a municipality? What services are not typically offered by a municipality but could be offered by a municipality? What services are not typically offered by a municipality and could not be offered by a municipality? The CAO's report included a budget breakdown for how the $300,000 project will be funded. Sources of funding include $105,000 from general government development charges, $105,000 from taxation, $30,000 from planning studies reserves, $30,000 from building rate stabilization reserve fund, and $30,000 from development engineering reserve. Members of council were effusive in their praise for the initiative from the SAO. "This has been a long time coming. This is the appropriate time. We don't want to lose staff because they are overworked. There are new ways to do things today," said Cown. Gail RDL. Cown. Paula Hope said the previous council had made great strides with communications and customer services, and she said the review would be the next step. Hope said the end result would be an effective corporate structure that is responsive to the public. "This is one of the best investments this town has ever made," she said. Council approved the CAO's report in a 6-0 vote. Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon was absent.